Praise the Lord. When he said that he will bind us up, when? He said, after 2 days will he revive us. The 2 days, praise the Lord, is 2,000 years. The key there is 2 Peter chapter 3. I think verse 8, where he says, one day, 1,000 years is one day before the Lord. So 2 days before the Lord will be how many years? 2,000 years. So how long will the gospel be with the Gentiles? It will last 2,000 years. From the time they were smitten, which is AD 70. So, it gives you a key. Count AD 70 to the present day, AD 2014. Don't use the Roman calendar or what they call the solar calendar, but use the Julian calendar, which is the Jewish calendar. Jewish calendar is 30 days in a month, 365 days in a year. But the solar calendar, using the solar system to determine the days, some days are 30, some 31, some 28. We even have leap year. Amen. That's why we have 365 and is it 3/4 days? So it means you have to get the solar calendar, divide it, I mean break it down to days, and then convert it to 30 days in a month, multiply it to get the years, and before you know what, you will discover that bringing it down again, reconverting it, the days remaining, you discover that the 2,000 years is remaining very small. I've given you the key of how to calculate it. By the time you calculate it, you just find out there's a little, just about 30 something years left. But we are not given date or time. But we are saying it gives us key enough for us to make our calling and election sure. Because anything can happen now within the remaining period. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And these 2 days is confirmed by a parable that Jesus Christ spoke concerning the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan is the story of redemption. Not the way they teach you in your Sunday school when you were small. Sunday school, where they teach love. Good, teaches love. But there's something deeper there. The man that was leaving Jericho. Is it Jericho for Jerusalem? Is it Jerusalem for Jericho? Jerusalem for Jericho. On his way, he met robbers there. He's talking about how man fell and reduced to what we are today. Satan, witches and wizards, finish us. See how children, imagine how it would have looked like if Adam did not commit what he committed. Amen. And the Bible says in that parable that while he lay there helpless, a priest came, saw him, he could not help him. A Levite came, saw him also, he could not help him. What is he speaking about? God, in trying to help man, he gave him the law. The law could not help man. Until a good Samaritan. Why Samaritan? Because the Jews reject Samaritans. What Jesus is to the Jews is exactly what the Samaritans were to the Jews. They hated them. He came and saw him and cleaned up his wounds, for by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he took him to an inn, and the inn there is the church. Amen. And gave him to the innkeeper. The innkeeper is a fivefold ministry. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body. Oh, glory be to God. And told him to take care of him until he comes. And how much did he give him? He gave him 2 pence to take care of the patient that he left in his care. And that 2 pence, in another parable, in Matthew chapter 20, we see that the wages for a laborer, one day, how much is the wage for one day? 1 penny. So, if he gave the innkeeper 2 pence, it means the innkeeper is going to take 2 days to take care of that patient. 2,000 years. Fivefold ministry taking care of the body of Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the fivefold ministry, they are working. And Christ say, if they spend more, when he comes, he will reward us. Hallelujah. So, infallible proof that it will last 2,000 years with us here, the gospel. Then it will go back to the Jews. Again, how long? Amen. Hallelujah. He gave another parable here. Let's see, Matthew chapter 24. Not a parable, an explanation, an exposition here. Something we should watch out for. And it's very, very instructive. Matthew 24. Okay. From verse 23. Are we there? Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. He said, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is at the Shomolu. He is in the desert. Go not forth. Behold, he is in a secret chamber somewhere. He said, believe it not. This is how he will come. Christ. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lightning there is talking about the light of the gospel. He said, just as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. He said, that is how the coming of the Lord shall be. The gospel light sprang up from the east, the Middle East in Israel. Amen. And it is going to move and move to shine around the whole world. And move and move. Amen. When it started in the east, amen, it will end in the west. So watch how the gospel moved through those 7 church ages and 7 church age messengers. In the official church age, it was Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. That was in AD 53 and it lasted to AD 170. It started in the east and began to move. It went in the Semenia church age. The messenger was Irenaeus. And it lasted, that age lasted from AD 170 to AD 312. Then, it moved to Martin. Martin became the next church age messenger of the age of the Pergamos church age. AD 312 to AD 606. It moved again to Columban, as it was talking about. It is now moving towards Eastern Europe. It's now moving towards Eastern Europe. Moving now, going towards the west, moving to Western Europe. Columba, in the Thyatira church age, it lasted from 606 to 1520 AD. Then Martin Luther, in the Sardisian church age, Sardis, from AD 1520 to AD 1750. And it moved again, hallelujah, to England. John Wesley, in the Philadelphia church age, from AD 1750 to AD 1906. John Wesley was the star messenger. And finally, he went to the west. Remember that in 1906, that was when the Azusa revival started. And it happened in America. And there, the church age, Laodicean church age, which is the age we are in now. And God raised the man, William Marion Braham. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. From 1906 till date, we are still in that age. And he said, for where the carcass is, there with the eagles be gathered. Why? Because one characteristic of the eagle is that, amen, it feeds only on fresh food. I want you to understand the meaning of that statement. Where the carcass is, where the meat is, where the food is, fresh food is, there the eagles will be gathered. But vultures are those that eat dead food. Amen. There are vulture believers. You tell them at the end time message, lie, lie. They want to hold on to their grandfather religion. No matter what it is, this is our family church. You are a vulture. Spiritual vulture. Praise the Lord. Amen. The carcass was with Paul. And all the believers of that age, they followed the message that Apostle Paul had. And when he moved to Iranius, in that age, they moved. And on like that. And please, when Luther came with the message of justification, amen, hallelujah, when it is time for God to move and add more revelation in the period of the Reformation and the restoration process, after the Dark Ages, in 15th century, the 16th century, 15 something, Luther broke out from the Catholic Church. He had the carcass for that day. And the eagles followed him to eat it. But after some time, John Wesley came and said, there is more to salvation than just justification. Without holiness, no one will see God. And if you refuse to accept holiness, the fresh food for this age, for that age, and you begin to say, I'm Luther, you are a vulture. When the light moves, they will move. When it moves, they will move. And that is the reason why it is this knowledge that has kept me sane. When those antichrists will come up and say, after William Braham, I am the next. Why? We refuse to accept them because God is completed in seven. This is the age. The temple was built in 7 years. Let nobody come to deceive you with any grammar. It's an antichrist spirit. Divert your attention. That's why they don't like me. And watch them. They are not pointing people to Christ. They are pointing people to themselves. I am John. I am John. I have heard him say so. If you don't follow me, you will never go in the rapture. I say, wait and see if you ever get there, whether I will not be there. Looking for position. I am John. I am John. I am John. Nothing like that. I am not refusing his revelation because I am looking for followership. He has nothing to offer. Sister Peace, I saw your text. I don't know where you come from, but your text say you are Sister Peace. And you say somebody asked you, maybe you say you'll be watching us this night. Now anywhere you try to introduce this channel to the Bright TV, and that they always ask you, how do you know William Branham fulfills this is the seventh angel? Amen. There's a songwriter, one woman, I listened to her. She said she went to the prison ministration one time, somewhere in America or Europe, somewhere. And she said it in a song. And she said when she got there, the prisoner asked her, he said, how do you know that Jesus is the Savior? That's a very important question now. Because that is the same question that Jesus asked his disciples. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? What of you? Who do you know me to be? Who do you say I am? And that is the same scripture the woman said she referred to the man that asked him. He said, the same way Peter knew who Jesus Christ was, it's the same way every believer of Christ will also know who Jesus is. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. It's a revelation. How do we know William Branham fulfills, apart from, you know, infallible vindication from above that no other minister has had? I have some other keys in the Bible. First and foremost, your ministry fulfills what you do, fulfills what your ministry supposed to be. Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 and 6 tells us that God will send Elijah the prophet. He will restore our faith. The apostolic children, our apostolic fathers, there is a faith they had. But people departed from it. But the Bible says, the prophecy said, before the coming of the Lord, he will send a ministry that will return us back to our apostolic faith. The apostolic faith. And so when we see a man saying it different from others, he keeps pointing us to the Bible. Other people are ordaining women pastors. He said the Bible is against it. Other people are commercializing the gift. He spoke against it. Hallelujah. Other people were playing with the anointing. And he warned them, don't play with the anointing. The anointing is to pull the people to come. Then you give them the word. Other people are establishing kingdoms for themselves, opening branches everywhere, appointing and disappointing pastors, posting and promoting them, working for them. But this was a man that said the Bible was against it. Other people say, it doesn't matter, you can come to God anyhow. He told the sisters in America, he's an American, you don't wear trousers, Paul said the Lord. Don't paint your faces, don't dress like prostitutes. While others are saying, it doesn't matter. He said there is one God in three offices, not three persons in one God. He was the only one saying it. He was the one that said we should baptize like the apostles baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Others are baptizing Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He is the one, none else. Amen. In 1933, where he was baptizing by that spring, what do they call that street? Spring something. Hallelujah. In Ohio, that Ohio River. I went there, I've seen it. I went there. Amen. As he was coming out, I was baptizing a 17th person coming out, a light from above, before hundreds of people, they saw it. I met a woman who told us, Sister Helen is her name, that she was there that day. Very old woman, 80 something years old. She said she was there that day. Like that light came down. Hallelujah. That light came down and stood on his head inside the water. And a voice spoke as John the Baptist was forerunned was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you given the message that shall forerun my second coming. Everybody saw it. That is the light you are seeing there on top of his head there. It's a photographer that snapped and saw it in his picture and proved that it was a picture of a supernatural object hanging in American Hall of Religious Fame. All vindications. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It came with revelations that no other person in this age has been given the privilege to have. And had power. Demonstration of power. Prophetic gifts that none has matched till this age. He boasted, say, I have given over 200,000 visions and prophecies. He said, tell me one that has ever failed. The dead came back to life. Death. He went, any crusade he went, they will go with trailer loads to pack crutches. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says, when Christ was born, he said, wise men from the east, not Eastern Nigeria. They say they saw the star. I've explained this several times. Two things here. Number one is that they were wise men. What makes them wise? Because they were in the business of studying stars. Star is an object up there that gives light. And there are many stars. And each star there is speaking about preachers on earth. They are giving one form of light. Oyedepo is a star. Adeboye is a star. TB Joshua is a star. They are giving up light. Or a robot is a star. Billy Graham is a star. Who else do you know? Eh? Apostle Johnson Suleiman is a star. Oyakhilome is a star. Whether his wife is still with him or not, Oyakhilome is a star. Who again? Kumuyi is a star. Moka is a star. Who again? Why? Because are they not shining some light? Now, wise men. Somebody tap your neighbor. Are you wise? The Bible says the wise shall understand. Ask your neighbor again. Are you wise? See, you must be wise now in this age. All manner of things going on in the name of the Lord. Somebody, before you identify with anyone, you must stay and study. Who is this man? Suddenly, this wise man from the east, they saw another star in Egypt. Praise the Lord. Listen, they saw a star. But this star, according to their study, each time this star appears like this, it is the star of a king. It means a king, a big king, a worldwide king. Maybe like in the order of Nebuchadnezzar, the order of, all of them there in the Bible. And so, what did he do? What did they do? They decided to follow the star. Amen. They were not worshiping the star. They followed the star until the star showed them where Christ was. There they remained. That's why in Revelation chapter 1 verse 16, he has those seven stars. In each age, that star is to show the bride in that age where the Christ, the Word, is. People have drifted, but there is a man that God has raised, a star messenger in this age, that started speaking differently from others, and we saw it Hallelujah. That's why we say God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. For the original life, original Christianity, the original life, the original sin, the original world. Original Christianity. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up our life. As with victory is ours, we will change down in that path. Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. His original. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The carcass is the word for now. It's the message of the hour. That's why we are the followers of the ministry of William Branham. And we are not ashamed. Hallelujah. We are not ashamed of the gospel of salvation. Through that man, William Marion Brown. For it is the power of God in this age. Hallelujah. Unto salvation. For therein, in this entire message, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, revelation to revelation. For the just shall live by faith, by revelation. Without faith, without revelation, it is impossible to please God. Revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we believe it is William Marion Brown. He's one standing alone. Amen. He did not take any title. He said, if you love me, call me Brother Abraham. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. He had the word for this age. Something interesting. That the gospel started with the Gentiles. Apostle Paul was a writing prophet. It is ending with a speaking prophet. A spoken word. Started with a prophet. It's ending with a prophet. No controversy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.